This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is the 14th day of August 2016. And I'll be quite honest with you, I cannot remember dealing with a story that I know is more dangerous. I'm not one that likes to go to fireworks stands and to play around with a blowtorch. I'm not one to go to a TNT explosives factory run around firing automatic weapons into the storage lockers. I am not a person that plays with fire unless I absolutely have to do it to expose corruption and tyranny. As everyone knows, we covered the RNC in Cleveland for 5 days, and we've had a lot of Secret Service contacts, former Secret Service contacts on air that have talked about the basic corruption of the government in general, but haven't actually gotten into what they saw inside the White House. Now, we've had a few authors on since then who were Secret Service agents previously, some of them senior, who have gotten into some of the corruption that they personally witnessed because the stakes are so high. But the White House really is focused on trying to stop leaks because it's leaks that will basically bring their criminal operation to justice. Now, when we were in Cleveland, the Secret Service reached out to us and said, we appreciate what you guys are doing, trying to stop the murder of police and the overthrow of the country. Stand by for some information. Then the last week, through an intermediary, this law enforcement as well, we'll just stop right there, we were given that information. And now we understand why MSNBC, CNN, hundreds of publications conservatively have been out lying about us, saying that we are the progenitors or the people that first gave birth to the idea that Hillary has health problems. When she spent almost a year in the hospital in 2013, that was a big national story. Drudge talks about it constantly because it's credible. I'm not trying to dodge the credit. We just don't deserve it. You know, they'd have the Daily Beast and CNN, MSNBC say, Paul Watson, Alex Jones is the source of the made-up conspiracy that Hillary's ill. Hillary's clearly having mild seizures when she's under flashing lights. Hillary's clearly having trouble walking. In fact, I forgot to print it. There was an article from this weekend, just type the headline, and Hillary couldn't get up. And then she gave an interview and said, during the DNC, I was so tired that I couldn't get up. I mean, the point is, something's wrong with the lady. Well, the Secret Service has reached out to us and basically said, we think you're the folks that are best to put this out because you won't try to spin it. And we've got the scoop on Hillary's health issues, ladies and gentlemen, and the special things the Secret Service has to do for her so that she doesn't basically fall down on her face in convulsions. Joe Biggs is part of this story with me. He's one of the folks involved in it. In fact, I offered to leave him out and others out, but he wants to be part of this, part of the risk. But I'll tell you, walking down the hall into this studio, I'm not a stupid person. And I know how dangerous this is, so please pray for us, and please pray for this republic, and please pray that the truth come out on every front. There are more criminal investigations of Hillary that have been started. Trump starting a nationwide movement to stop election fraud and to get poll watchers, absolutely what we needed, just proving again this guy is the real deal. But I'm very honored, regardless of what happens in this fight, to be associated with the men and women in this nation, but also around the world, to see the threat that the Democratic Party and Republican Party establishment is, and who have gone through hell and high water to expose the globalists and support Donald Trump. I am really honored to be associated with all of you that see through the propaganda, that have strong wills, and who have their spirits pointed towards God. I wouldn't have this any other way, but this is going to be news-making straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's not an issue of credibility. It's an issue of safety. But safety for individuals is outweighed by the needs of my children, your children, and everybody else's children to have a civilization in the future. It is, quite frankly, with a heavy heart, that I am forced to expose inside information on Hillary Clinton's medical condition for public interest and national security. I personally do not like to be the one to have to get in the arena with her machine. She may be faltering and basically degenerating into what will ultimately become her death in the future, but I do not seek to get in the arena with the king tyrants that back this witch. But we are, coming up the start of the next segment, going to get into Secret Service information leaked directly to Infowars.com. This started in Cleveland, and then as they said they would, they got the information to us so that it can't be tracked back to the individuals. But this is directly from the United States Secret Service. But you see, they've been hyping up all these scandals against and demonizing in preparation for trying to intimidate the agency into going along with the high treason taking place in the Obama administration, but also in the Clinton Foundation and more. Secret Service told us they're giving us this information because they think that we will present it and will not spin it. And quite frankly, they didn't think anybody else would have the courage to do it. They said, you want it, you got it, and we are going to push it here in about 10 minutes out on air. Now, let's go to GrudgeReport.com right now. You notice we have the top link on the internet you can get, Milwaukee Night of Shame. Go ahead and click that link. Infowars.com, boil-down article by Paul Joseph Watson that has already had over a million-plus readers today. And I bring that up to point out that we broke the MIAC secret Homeland Security report to go after veterans. We broke much of the Fast and Furious information. We broke the Benghazi info about it being an arms shipment program out of the State Department with Hillary and her foundation. All of it started here. The Justice Department threatened to first imprison and then kill one of our witnesses, and then proceeded to kill another one of our witnesses, and then proceeded to threaten yours truly. So let's just get something straight here. We're not trying to win gold ribbons or blue ribbons about being men. But I want listeners to understand the proof's in the pudding. InfoWars doesn't make up jack crap. We have our own analysis of things you can call spin. Like, I'm pro-Second Amendment, and I argue points for it. But we tell the truth, and we're incredibly credible. And that's why we are now one of the fastest-growing media outlets in the world. It's why we're one of the dominant media outlets. Forget mainstream news. I mean, we have more listeners and viewers an hour, conservatively, than CNN's biggest shows. But so does a lot of other talk radio. It's a joke. MSNBC, CNN, all of it is just big, giant, $300 million studios or more that they just sit there in pushing their garbage. But you have to understand that this is not pearls before swine. And when this information came through and was confirmed in the last few days, I called up Biggs and I said, okay, we're getting ready to go with this. But I said, I'm going to keep you out of it. This is dangerous. He said, no, I want to be involved. I want to be in the danger with you. So I just want to stay on record. No one else knows this information but Biggs and myself here at InfoWars, because there's no reason for them to take risk when they're not involved. This is not like WikiLeaks, who's all been proven to be accurate. Remember, they should deny that was accurate, which is just emails. And more of that's coming on Hillary. And Soros just got hacked, and the entire Democratic Party just got hacked by folks inside probably the U.S. government's our information. It's not the Russians. Russians have done that, too. The whole world, liberals like Julian Assange, are scared of Hillary. Because this is a dangerous person. And the communist Chinese are behind her. The good news is the FBI, Defense Intelligence, the Secret Service, they're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. This country's full of corrupt people and good people. But they understand Hillary is a communist Chinese agent. Gave them the missile secrets, the delivery systems, gave North Korea nuke reactors. I mean, she's really bad. She's the one giving the Russians one-fifth of our uranium. If Trump had done that, I'd say, no way, Trump. But see, that's how she does it. Oh, Trump, you're with the Russians over here. Meanwhile, she got one-fifth of our uranium transferred to the Russians. I'm not against the Russians either. The point is, they're for their interest. But you're an American citizen. You engage, in especially as someone elected who's sworn an oath, to screwing us over. It's called high treason. When you're at a high level of government and you're involved in that, it's high treason. Working with a foreign power. So even the New York Times admits all of this. I mean, this woman got $35 million herself to give the Russians one-fifth of our uranium. Treason doesn't even cover it. So we're reaching a spectacular moment where almost the entire military is awake. Most of the police are awake. They better be. I mean, Obama and George Soros and Hillary just financed hundreds of millions trying to cause a race war in this country. We are 2 minutes to midnight, people, and I'm not going to sit here at a critical juncture like this and wait for other people to bring this out. That's also what the Secret Service told us. We're going to go through all this on the other side. They said big news is coming out soon because she's deteriorating and they can't cover it up anymore. So call your friends, your family, your neighbors, whoever. We're going to take this interview with Biggs coming up and this info, and we're going to punch it out tonight before the show's even over at 6 o'clock Central in an hour and 48 minutes to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Kit Daniels is going to write a basic article on it, and then Paul Wasson will write a big one in the morning. But this is serious business. Very serious business. You know, I didn't jump the gun, and I didn't give sources, obviously, 2 weeks ago, 15 days ago, two Saturdays ago. I went on air, and I said Donald Trump needs to come out and expose election fraud. They're going to plan to steal the election in battleground states. I already knew that internal polling showed, real scientific polling, where people really poll to actually know where they're at, showed Trump ahead like 12 points, 10 points, depending on which one in Florida. 7 to 10 points ahead in a battleground state, Pennsylvania. That means landslide. That hasn't happened since Reagan. Dead heat in California. Way ahead in Utah, Georgia. Does anyone believe Hillary's really ahead in Utah and Georgia of Donald Trump? I mean, this woman is one of the most unpopular people in history. Point is, there's inside polling going on 24-7. The Democrats know. Everybody knows. Reuters and others have been caught adding 15% more Democrats to samples. So they interviewed 65% Democrats, 45%. This is so obvious. They think we're complete and total morons. They think we're the biggest idiots in the world. 65% Democrats, 35% Republicans. And then wonder why she's 10 points ahead, and they admit they're doing it. I mean, it makes my head spin. That's just Reuters. Others are doing the same type of stuff. The fix is in. If they have pulled out all the stops. They are hysterical on every channel because they know Trump is going to have a mega massive landslide, and they don't know how to steal one like that. They don't know what to do. I'm telling you, they can pull a false flag, start a war, set off a nuke. I mean, they are capable. The globalists conquered this country through fraud, through economic espionage. They've conquered most of Europe. They've conquered lots of other areas of the world. England's pulling out of the Brexit, saying it's an unelected tyranny. People are waking up. They are in panic mode in the Financial Times of London, in the Economist magazine, in the Washington Post, saying world government's in trouble. Trump and the populists are killing us. It's Hillary or bust. And if they steal a nomination from Sanders, they'll do anything. So Trump's come out and said that cheating is the only way he can lose Pennsylvania. It's because they got internal polls, folks, that are done to really give them scientific info. And even USA Today is admitting that major PR firms that actually do sampling off the Internet think Trump's going to win. Show to the big social network systems. That came out last week, too. That's why they're freaking out. It is a massive repudiation of globalism, political correctness, all of it, and they're scared. So now Trump's launching an initiative to organize folks into poll watchers. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. History is about to happen. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It was a little more than 3 weeks ago that the Huffington Post, Time Magazine, you name it, were horrified to see us at the RNC with the most powerful red badges where we could go anywhere we wanted to. That meant behind the Secret Service lines, you name it. It was just a big news story that InfoWars was inside the RNC apparatus. And now we see the Republican Party establishment that Trump and the libertarian constitutionalist movement has defeated so far coming in and saying, don't give any of your money to Donald Trump, even though he's giving almost all the money, like he's supposed to by law, to Republican candidates. Donald Trump is the one raising money for the Republican Party right now. So the whole establishment is against him. Well, it was at the RNC 3.5 weeks ago is when it kicked off. The Joe Biggs and I and others were able to talk to the Secret Service quite a bit off record. And we were told that in the next month or so, get ready for some very powerful information concerning Hillary Clinton. And we said, more leaks? More emails? And they said, no, dealing with her health. And I said, okay, I'm not going to handle this. Joe Biggs was there. Joe wanted to handle it. A lot of people are former military and police and things like that. We'll stop there. And I said, you handle it. And sure enough, in the last few days, the contact came through. They said, but come to us. This is not done over phones. This is not done. This is all done in person. And this individual came to Austin, met with Biggs. And this is from the Secret Service of the United States. And they said they're doing this because of national security interest. And basically the public has a right to know. So, Joe, obviously we've seen MSNBC, CNN demonize us for even daring to raise this. But we're not the ones raising it. She was in the hospital for almost a year in 2013, 2012. She admittedly had all these blood clots. She's falling down. She's stumbling. She's acting like she's having these mini seizures. And then basically, a lot of other things are happening. But we have info on the preparations that have been made for her, what's going on, and the fact that the Secret Service told you and told us, get ready. They're going to have to make some announcement soon. So, Joe, let's be very careful. Let's walk word through word exactly what you were told.
So, yes, from the source that I was contacted by in the Secret Service, this gentleman came out and said that they know that Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's disease. Now, think about that. That makes a lot of sense. The fact that she's had multiple concussions. We've seen these seizure-like symptoms from her where she starts uncontrollably twitching. And that could lead her to fall, which could give her those concussions, which has also led to the blood clots and so forth and so on. So it makes a lot of sense to see how this is starting to unfold. Now, what I was told is they believe, you know, that she has Parkinson's. And on top of that, there's been over $250,000 done to the vehicles that transport her to add an extra step or whatever to help her because she has trouble.
It's just a little handicap system, yes, that lowers down that she steps on and rises up.
Yes. To help her out because she has trouble climbing stairs. And we've been calling this. We've been talking about this. Paul Joseph Watton's written about it. You've talked about it. And people say, oh, this is just made up. No, no. This is coming from the Secret Service inside.
And let's not forget, we've got all these neurologists like Ben Carson and others coming out, even the Fox medical team, and saying she shows signs of neurological disorder. Dr. Steve Pachenik, who ran a whole medical facility, says she's clearly got some type of neurological problem. Why not just release the full medical records?
Exactly. And the other thing that the source came out and said as well is one of the main reasons she probably hasn't been giving this many press conferences is due to the fact that from these Parkinson's that she has, from these seizures she's been having, it's being caused by flashes. So when she stands in front of people, you see that one video where she uncontrollably just starts, you know, bobbling her head.
They specifically said, because we have the list here, epileptic type events, but also Parkinson's, which is causing her to fall down, causing more head traumas, because reportedly the strokes are getting closer and closer. Let's get into that. And I think a big event's coming. They're going to have to announce it soon.
The Secret Service said that they're scared, but because if any kind of flash or strobe light is used around here, it sets off a seizure. So that is why they wanted to tell us, they want to make this known. They want to give this us exclusively to have this kind of information to put it out, because they know most news sources are going to be too scared to even go on record to release this kind of
Most news sources, the email show from WikiLeaks that just came out a month ago, and then the guy that reportedly, maybe the source that released him, ended up getting shot four times in the back. And of course, that's being investigated right now. It shows right there she was giving orders to hundreds of media outlets of exactly what to say. Deborah Wasserman Schultz was.
Yeah. I mean, look at what's going on. She's in contact with George Soros. People have been dying that have been trying to release stuff about it. This is a dangerous thing to deal with.
Soros is right now are meeting with the Clintons and meeting with others. Now, they told us more. Let's walk through everything word for word they told us. Let's start at the beginning, Joe, and repeat everything. Let's get it all out there.
All right, so the Secret Service contacted me. They said that Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's disease. They've spent over $250,000 on these stairs that go down from the vehicles to allow her to be able to step down from the vehicle to the ground because she has trouble walking. They said that any kind of flashes or strobes will set her off into a seizure. And that's why they wanted to come to us. They wanted to contact us and get us this information because they knew we would be able to get this out. We wouldn't be scared to do it. And, you know, it really makes a lot of sense when you watch all these videos. The fact that she's refusing to go do all these different news.
It had been a year since she did a press conference, and the one she did, she seemed completely addled.
Yeah.
We need to go question the press, because we know this is right from the Secret Service. But I noticed at her press conferences, where are the flashes? You don't really see those like you do at a Trump event where they're everywhere, which we know cause folks with epileptic-type disorders. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just WebMD, to go into these convulsions.
Yep. I mean, we could go to another event and see. We could try to go in with a flash or a strobe of some sort and see if we can get in. If they say, no, you can't bring that in, but then I can bring it into a Trump rally, well, then we
exactly. Know. We need to go to more of a rallies with a big flash and say, oh, we're here to take photos. Oh, no, you can't, because I remember not seeing those.
Yeah, it's really odd. It's really odd because, like you said, when you go to a Trump rally, you see flashes everywhere. It's like he's in a sports arena, like he's some superstar.
Well, let's expand on this then. I don't want to give away too much, but I mean, this is directly from the Secret Service, where we were told, get ready, we're going to get you something in the near future. This individual is going to be contacting you, and then sure enough, that happened. So this has all been done. Like Matt Drudge says, you got to meet in a parking garage now, mm-hmm. like Deep Throat, if you want to do this. I remember Matt Drudge exposed Monica Lewinsky, and for months they said it was a conspiracy theory. Well, this is not a conspiracy theory. We have broken the MIAC report. When Homeland Security said they were going to go after veterans and gun owners, and nobody believed it, we got that from the federal marshals and others. And then when folks didn't believe that, state police gave me a similar document, and it was confirmed to be real. We've broken the Benghazi information. I mean, mm-hmm. Fast and Furious, we have been at the tip of the spear on so many big issues, and that's why the mainstream media wants to act like they're the only ones that will cover news. No, they're the ones that won't cover news, like them saying there's no election fraud in our history, or saying that Hillary didn't steal the nomination from Sanders. Well, everybody knows that's not true. So I really think we've reached a point where they're in crisis. Other points, Joe Biggs?
It's coming down to the wire. Her health is fading very fast. And it kind of makes you wonder what's going to happen if they're really trying to lift her up. I mean, it's almost like this is the weekend of Bernie's. They're doing everything to hold her up. You see these guys walking alongside of her, injecting her with different stuff. Just to
everywhere keep going. When she's walking with governors, they've been told they're right by her, ready to grab her.
Just to keep her going, just a little bit longer, a little bit more, a little bit. Like, what are they trying to do? It's so confusing to try to find out why they're trying to push her so far.
I agree. Stay there. I want to come back and talk about where you think we go from here. Stay with us. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. And then Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're 33 minutes, 45 seconds in this worldwide broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a particularly jam-packed Sunday show. It's important that everybody be aware of each piece of the transmission. Next segment, I filed a special report that I shot yesterday. I'm working 7 days a week right now. This is so important. Our republic is on a knife's edge. You go either way. On the UN admitting it's brought in 5 million Muslims, most of them military-age men, to overthrow Europe. They actually admit it, even in mainstream news. That is coming up in the next segment. Then, I have a breakdown of Donald Trump clips where he's come out and said they're involved in election fraud. We're doing internal polling. It doesn't match up with what they're saying. We need poll watchers nationwide, especially in battleground states. We've got somebody now ready to battle this fraud. This is a big deal. We've got Hillary, it turns out, 98% of her charitable contributions were to herself and her own foundation. We've got just all these new hacks of Soros and Hillary. As the world fights back against what they see as Hitler, I mean, the whole world is just like liberal groups, you name it, are like freaking out because when they get in their emails, they see pure evil. So that is all coming up. We also have a very powerful Second Amendment piece where it shows Charlton Heston, myself, and many others saying from my cold, dead hands, if they try to repeal the Second Amendment, you can't. We have the right to defend ourselves. And that's all Trump said a few weeks ago. I think he said it kind of watered down. They're acting like it's the end of the world because they admit they're coming for the guns. They want to legitimize that. From the Washington Post to the New York Times to Rolling Stone, they say it's now time to repeal the Second Amendment. Remember, they always denied that. So we're 2 minutes to midnight. They're making their move. This is a jam-packed transmission. I've been up here basically most of the weekend because it's such a critical time. And other parts of the world are trying to pull out of the New World Order and globalism, this unelected corporate system. Now, Joe Biggs, finishing up, we were there. I try not to even videotape it. When we go through checkpoints, the Secret Service would share us because they know we're awake to what's happening. I'm not going to get into what happened inside the convention center, but it was surreal. Because these people are freaked out by what they've seen behind the scenes with Hillary. I mean, she treats everybody like crap. That's been admitted. She does horrible things. They stole the cutlery and George Washington's plates. They sold the Lincoln bedroom. I mean, they are trash. And Joe, recapping, as you say, you've gone over everything, and I'm going to go over everything, but the big issue is they said there's a big announcement coming. She's deteriorating quickly. We believe it's Parkinson's, but they won't say what it is. Let's be clear. The Secret Service doesn't know. They just say she's followed by medical doctors with these tranquilizer pens for convulsions. She has to be helped into vehicles. They put in basically handicap access for her, to be specific, and they're really concerned. Recap Joe Biggs.
Right, so back at the RNC, we actually met with a couple of individuals. This one guy reached out, really thought that we would be a good source for this, said he had some information about Hillary Clinton.
So we vetted who they were.
Exactly. And it took a few weeks, but like they said, they would get a hold of us when the time came to get us this information. And what we were told is they believe that she has Parkinson's disease. She has trouble with a lot of stuff.
She's falling down. In fact, they said more and more.
Yes.
And it was asked how much, and they said, well, there's different units, there are different groups on detail, but it's bad.
It's at a point where they have to have $250,000 of upgrades done to any kind of vehicle that she's going to be traveling in whatsoever to be able to give her that extra bit of help, because we've seen multiple pictures with Hillary Clinton where people are helping her up, dragging her almost like Weekend at Bernie's just to get her up to the podium. And then you see her kind of have these conniption fits where it's like a grand mal seizure or some kind of seizure, epileptic seizure, where you see her just her head going back and forth like a bobblehead. And what we were told is a lot of this is being caused from flashes and strobe lights, which is why she's probably not been doing any kind of press conferences or anything to that nature.
And by the way, Julius Caesar had this as well. I was trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
So this has happened a lot historically. Well, I mean, here's the deal. We have this information. We're putting it out. It fits in with all the other information we've seen. This is unprecedented. The Secret Service covered up for FDR. They covered up for Kennedy's broken back. You know, his back was repaired, but he was still in great pain. They covered up for some stuff with Reagan when he started getting a little Alzheimer's-y towards the end. They covered up for Nixon and his pill popping. What does it tell you about Hillary that they're willing to expose her?
I mean, how long are they going to have to hold her up? She can't do this job on her own.
It's not like she's in there. I get it. She's not in yet. So if she was elected, that'd be one issue. She's not yet. They're warning people.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing, though. Is she a distraction away from something even bigger to take a distraction away from something else that's going on? Because if her health is deteriorating just like this, and there's probably a good chance she's not going to be able to stand up on her own soon, do we need to be looking at Kane more? Do we need to be looking at Obama's? Or
all I know is I can't believe what cowards the mainstream media are. Because I openly said to folks, I said, listen, I'm not stupid. Okay, we got the courage. You mean we're dumb enough to put this out? Okay, only reason I'm going to put it out is that there's evidence that's going on, and I don't think you're bad people. But let me guess, you probably talked to other folks. And we were told, no, we don't trust other people. So I guess they know how backstabbing the mainstream media is.
I've got sources in Joint Special Operations Command, SOCOM, all kinds of different places. The people reach out to us for information all the time, and it always comes out to be true. The fact that you were talking about how there was a Saudi Arabia involvement with 9/11, and no one believed you forever until earlier this year when they came out and said that there was an involvement with those guys, and now families are trying to sue Saudi Arabia.
Well, sure, we had that from the FBI right when it happened.
We break tons of information. So this is serious. When people like that reach out to us and give us this information, it's because they trust us. It's because they know we're going to handle this the right way. We're not going to be cowardly. We're true Americans. We're going to get this out, and we're going to break it and make, we're going to force the mainstream media to talk about
this. That's right. They called Trump the kamikaze candidate. He's exposing election fraud, open borders, globalism, the fraud of the media. He said today, I'm running against the mainstream media. He is. And so, hey, he's kamikazing. We got to just do the right thing, brother. And I appreciate your courage, Joe.
Thank you, Alex.
Really do. All right, great job. You and Kit work on this story. I appreciate you guys up here on Sunday night. And Paul Watson's going to obviously do a big report tomorrow. Thank you, Joe Biggs. And thanks to the rest of the crew and you, the viewers out there. It's a great responsibility to have to do this. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have seen a lot of dirty tricks behind the scenes in the last few years. And they've not been coming from Obama. It's always from the Clintons. Just in preparation for their reign of terror that's coming. And I was on air back in the 90s when they were in power, and I was told, you're being fired for talking bad about the Clintons. And I said, is this from the Clintons? And they said, yeah, you bet it is. They were on a power trip. Shamrock Communications, which is an East Coast firm. They gave me 6 weeks to stop doing it. Of course, I just went and got syndicated somewhere else. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you that was for just exposing Waco and you know, having Larry Nichols and people on and talking about Monica Lewinsky. Can you imagine what they think right now about this? I mean, all the major media outlets attack us almost every day and say lies about us. CNN, MSNBC. I'm just saying I need your prayers because my kids are counting on me, and I'm not complaining. I feel really good doing this. I feel good in my gut and my soul, but there's also kind of like a heaviness, like, man, why do you got to do this? And that's kind of a little bit of coward. I mean, I just back slap that guy right up against the wall and say, you know what, you sit right over there in the corner. We're doing this. But Hillary's obviously very, very ill. If you want to support us, we have a lot of specials that are ending today. The off-the-grid special, half off of colloidal silver. We also have 23% off the different recharge jumper cable packs that are really miniaturized, the best units out there. 40% off Anthroplex. There's also some free shipping on some different items there as well. There's also a lot of other great products on the site. Hillary for Prison shirts, Bill Clinton rape shirts. All to spread the word and practice the First Amendment in a bold way. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. What I really want is for you to pray for us, but also I don't want this work to be for granted. Spread the links to our articles and videos of this live show to everyone you know, or tell folks about the local station you're listening to right now. Special report coming up. It's key. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Humanity is fighting back against the technocrats. If you wonder why George Soros comes out and tells CNN, yeah, I spent billions to overthrow Ukraine and start a war with Russia, or if you wonder why Barbara Boxer admits she wants to ban your guns, or you wonder why they're so arrogant about it, why George Soros admits he funded Black Lives Matter and this whole destabilization that we're going to be covering next hour, it's the top of drudgereport.com, what's happening in Milwaukee and more. It's because it's all about being over the top in your face. It's all about just acting normal so that no one realizes what they're doing is criminal. They're flaunting it. They're normalizing it. They're breaking your will. And Donald Trump has come out and said, I'm not running against Hillary. I'm running against the mainstream media. Here's that clip. Thousands murdered by Islamists. Priests beheaded. Children run over while watching fireworks displays. And the state-run media tells the public it's not Islamic. For more than 1,000 years, Europe has battled Islamic invasions. But in the 21st century, Europe and the rest of the Western world faces a new type of war. Powerful central banks, the United Nations, the military-industrial complex, combining forces with jihadist Islam to finally bring down Europe. We are witnessing World War III. It doesn't look like past wars. It's a stealth war conducted by traitors from within. More times than I can even remember, I'll be on an international television program or a local radio show or sitting down to do a magazine interview, and the reporter will look at me and say, "Oh, if there's this big secret world government, where is it? Tell us who runs it." And I look at him and I say, "It's not secret who runs the TPP. It's not secret who runs the IMF and World Bank. It's not secret who runs the UN. It's the programs and operations of these institutions that are secret, quasi-secret, and that claim diplomatic immunity or state immunity. In modern parlance, this is the new royalty. Every time you get to the bottom of who is funding, disarming populations around the world, it's Goldman Sachs. Every time you get to the bottom of who's opening up borders and destroying sovereignty, it's Goldman Sachs. Every time you find out who's financing all this anti-family, anti-fatherhood propaganda, it's Goldman Sachs, followed by J.P. Morgan and others behind him. And so it's not any surprise that the head of the UN migrant program, who was the founder of the European Union, but now who runs the immigration, the invasion of third world populations. It wasn't any surprise that Peter Sutherland, the chairman of Goldman Sachs globally, openly said that he wants to use third world populations to undermine national homogeneity. And it doesn't stop there with Goldman Sachs. They have been installing their former vice presidents and directors as the presidents and prime ministers of places like Greece and Italy. And they call it technocracy, not dictatorship. Goldman Sachs is literally the devil. It is the top of the pyramid. It is the scourge. It's like the Nazis we fought in World War II. It is the progenitor of all of the crises we face coming out of the New World Order. But the anti-white racist garbage is only the cover. The elite want to destroy the free market system and the basic freedoms and liberties that the West has promoted. That's why it's been allied with Orthodox radical Islam for a very long time. And now we're witnessing true 21st century warfare. So it doesn't come as any surprise to discover that the chairman of Goldman Sachs, Peter Sutherland, who formerly ran the UN program on global governance, who is the founder of the European Union, took a demotion a few years ago to head up the United Nations Migrant Council. This is the weapon that he admits in major interviews they plan to use to, quote, undermine national sovereignty and homogeneity. Now, you talk about racist towards Western culture and white people. This is the idea that because there are countries that are indigenous to white people, they must be undermined. And they don't argue that they should bring in, say, northern Inuits, or that they should bring in people from Brazil, for that matter. No. Or folks from Asia. They argue that you bring in the incredibly barbarous Stone Age populations that still have slavery in North Africa and the Middle East and other areas. And it was Peter Sutherland 4 years ago that advertised migrants to come to Europe and worked with Turkey to open up migration routes through Syria and other areas into Europe. Then Merkel advertises to the world that you should come to Germany. Hollande advertises, come to Germany and you'll get three hot meals and a roof over your head, and a job. Now, it was over a year ago that we began to see local newspaper articles in Germany reporting on them throwing elderly Germans out of their homes in Section 8 housing and moving the invaders in, 80% of which are military-age men. And we knew, following the UN program, this was next. France wants members of the public to take in immigrants as official centers can't cope. They have hundreds of these centers and are building more, But because they're advertising for millions more to come, 5 million have already come the last 3 years, they're telling the citizens, you need to take them into your home. And now they're saying, we may even charge you tax money if you don't take them into your home, if you don't take jihadist Muslims into your home. This is the designed collapse of Europe, bringing in incompatible outside Sharia law radical Wahhabists. And the same week that France announced that the French better let the invaders into their homes, the Germans came out and are meeting with leaders of German industry, even talking about tax cuts for them, but only when they hire the Muslim invaders out of North Africa or out of the Middle East or Central Asia. And Reuters and the Associated Press all report it like it's a wonderful good thing. This is social engineering, in the UN's own words, to bring down Europe, bringing in unskilled, in many cases diseased, Islamicists who are culturally diseased with their incredibly oppressive political and religious system. That way the governments have cheap laborers who can be clients of the state, who can then be made to be constabulary. They're already hiring them to be police, police chiefs, you name it, to then bully the former indigenous population into submission while the German, French, and other governments play referee over them. That's why from Sweden to Germany, the police have been ordered to cover up migrant rapes and more. The French and German governments have basically declared martial law or civil emergencies and are putting troops on the streets to suppress citizens that criticize the central government's traitorous activity. France has declared emergencies on their highways as commerce grinds to a halt. Buses are firebombed. There are robberies by the hundreds every single day because open season has been declared by the EU member states to help destroy national sovereignty. Make no mistake, this is only a beta test for the rest of the world. The UN's secret weapon is billions of desperate, starving people. The problem is most third world populations, when they come to the West, are actually happy to be part of the free market system and don't want to burn down cities and rape women. But the EU and the UN do have over 1 billion Muslims, and many of them are ready to take action. Many of them are ready to loot, and it just so happens they're right next door. If you take away anything from this special report, understand this. We're not witnessing misguided, bleeding heart, liberal policies. This is an admitted program to overthrow the West. This is an admitted program to bring in barbaric cultures that destroy the basic tenets of classical liberalism. And who better to carry it out than globalist corporate henchmen and women like Merkel and Hollande, who have the mantle of being liberals. You have been warned. And the attacks happening in Europe are only the beginning of what we're going to see here in the United States as well. All right, that report is up on Infowars.com. I suggest everyone spread it to the four winds. It is red-linked. The UN admits its plan to overthrow the West. I mean, we've got mainstream BBC news articles where they're saying it like it's good. They just hide the thing in plain view. Coming up, Trump is battling back, just like Nigel Farage of UKIP in the UK, exposing the fraud and the plan to steal the election. And we have the proof. History continues to happen when we start the second hour. Call everyone you know and tell them, tune in now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.